Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? This is Timothy Hodge. Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Shout out to everybody for listening to it, and I really appreciate you so much. The rate on the arrival of Darius Harrison, the super producer who allegedly has the lawsuit, a litigation, a lawsuit against Cash Money, Young Money Records. He will stop by today to speak on the lawsuit that is pending against Cash Money Records, and also, you know, he's the one who filed. We're going to jump into a track right quick while we wait on the arrival of Mr. Harris. Please feel free to call in, ask any questions at 914-338-1996. Once again, welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Diesel is our guest for today. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Once again, please call in with your shout-out request at 914-338-1996. Here's Bobby V.
Yeah. Bobby V. Yeah. Looking for you outside. Is it you?
A beauty man's hard to find. That's one of your favorite lines. But finding wifey ain't no easier. What am I supposed to do? Shawty got me so confused. I'm second guessing what I see in her.
Information is on the website.
Because I'm trying to start a show right now, and let me get to it. It says waiting for host to call in.
You're waiting for the what now?
Wait, what?
I say that one more time. I misunderstood you.
I am starting my introduction, and it says waiting for host to call in. I'm trying to figure out how to get past that. To call in.
I don't got the time right now to show you the instructions.
Okay, I'll try to figure it out. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah. Is it you? Oh, sorry.
A thin man's hard to find. That's one of your favorite lines. But find it wifey ain't no easier. What am I supposed to do? Shawty got me so confused. I'm second guessing.
Introduce yourself, man, before I get into the questions, man, and the great things like that, man. Do me a favor, introduce yourself, man. Let everybody know, for those who don't know you, let everybody know who you are.
I am Diesel, a.k.a. Darius Diesel Harrison, a.k.a. Diesel on the Beat, a.k.a. the Big Dog Diesel. It's a bunch of D's. So I am a three-time Grammy winner, an ASCAP, multi-ASCAP Pop Award winner, multi-ASCAP Rhythm and Soul Award winner. I'm a composer. I'm an author.
Humanitarian,
and I've sold over 64 million records in my career, either as an engineer, as a producer, or as a songwriter. Or co-producer. So that's it in brief. But, you know, if it's music, I can do it. You know, I've worked on films. I've contributed to a couple of Jonathan Demme projects with a partner of mine, Donald Harrison, who's a very talented jazz musician. What else? A lot of things, man. I've produced rock music. I've produced R&B. I've produced hip-hop. I've produced country music. I've produced Indian music, Indian film music, you know, like from Mumbai and those kind of places. So I've, you know, sang and played classical music, sang and played jazz as an instrumentalist and as a vocalist. I've performed on the Super Bowl field and halftime shows. The list goes on. It's a lot of stuff, man. I don't want to sound...
No, we got you, man. We appreciate that. Before this whole thing about you as a producer, did it stop before the Cash Money era? Were you producing major on a major level before the Cash Money era?
Yeah, you know, before I started producing hip hop music, I was doing a lot of gospel records and country records. As a young producer, a lot of it was uncredited because I didn't even know that, you know, I was supposed to get credit for that. I was in the studio helping to create these projects, and the other guys were taking all the credit, you know, because I was just ignorant to the fact that I was supposed to be getting credited as a co-producer because I was getting sounds for them. I was getting their miking the drums and getting their drum sounds and miking guitar amps and helping to write parts, you know, instrument parts and horn charts and string charts and stuff like that. So, you know, I just thought it came with the territory. Like, if you were in the room, you contributed. But I didn't realize that I was supposed to be credited for these kind of things, you know. So hip-hop was actually second for me. And, you know, people used to laugh at my hip-hop tracks. They used to laugh at my rap tracks and stuff.
Right. Now, why did you join the Cash Money Records? And I'm assuming what I heard was after Manny Fresh had departed from Cash Money Records, which I'm just finding out now. I'm like so many years behind. But how did this all come about? First of all, would you, you know, meeting up with the Cash Money and Young Money era? How did this all come about?
I was sitting in my studio. Mm-hmm. At the time, this was maybe end of 2003 or early 2004, I was sitting in my studio, and the phone rang, and the person who answered the phone said that it was Slim from Cash Money on the phone, that he wanted to talk to me. And I said, you know, tell whoever that is to stop playing on my phone. And to call me back when they were serious about business. So she told them what I said, and she was like, he says it's really him. And I was like, man, tell them to stop playing on my phone. Because I had no reason to talk to Slim, and I didn't think Slim had a reason to talk to me.
Right.
Well, she was like, no, he says like it's really him. Can he please speak with you? And I said, okay, give me the phone. So I answered the phone, and I'm like, hello? He was like, hey, man, you know, we want you to come by the house, and we heard you were a really good engineer, and, you know, we want you to come by the house. And I said, okay. So they gave me directions to the house, and I went there, and they were sitting inside. And, you know, that was how that started. And I was signed with him as a producer for some years up until, right after Katrina. And then I just ended up working with him as an independent contractor. You know, I mean, as a hired producer, not as a signed producer to their label.
Before I ask you the question about this lawsuit that's all over the media, how was the era from the first time you start until this lawsuit start, this lawsuit, to the day that you filed this lawsuit? How was the relationship and everything with Cash Money?
You know what, man? We've always had decent working relationships. I can't say that. I can't say that we, you know, had any problems. You know, aside from just not receiving royalty statements in a timely fashion. But you know, I mean, the relationship was cool, man. Like, Wayne and I obviously had a great relationship because we worked together for so many years. You know, since the Carter One. You know, through all the mixtapes and through the Carter Two, the Carter Three, you know, up until the Carter Three, actually. And you know, it was really a great working relationship.
Mm-hmm. I want to speak on this. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in a coffee shop, man. I'm sorry if it gets loud. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. I want to ask you about.
Are you writing this or is this a live interview?
I'm sorry.
Is this live? Is this on the air?
Kind of both. But you're good. I want to ask you about this lawsuit that you have against Lil Wayne and the Cash Money crew. Why did you decide to file this lawsuit? I mean, is it because the amount of money that you heard that it made, or I mean, were you because you weren't getting paid? What's the real reason why you filed this?
Because I haven't received accurate royalty statements since the Birdman Fast Money album, which was in 2005, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So, wow.
Yeah, so I had six records on the Birdman Fast Money album. I had one on the Carter II. I had six on the Carter III, including Lollipop and Mrs. Officer, which obviously were two back-to-back number ones. As well as a bunch of my records were put on DJ Khaled's Like Father, Like Son, the Carter II Part II mixtape that I didn't receive anything for, as well as, like 19 of my records that got leaked. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Yeah.
How do you feel about leaking? I mean, do you agree with that? Do you think sometimes it's good, or you just don't agree with that at all?
You know what? I believe this is how I believe. You know, it said, everybody says there's nothing new under the sun. You've heard this statement, right?
Sure.
Okay. So based off that statement, if we follow the models of successful business, if Procter & Gamble comes out with a new product, say a new Tide product,
mm-hmm.
do they give away full bottles of Tide, or do they give away little bitty packets just for you to test it out?
Mm-hmm.
They give away little packets, right?
Correct.
Yeah, they don't give away, you know, gallon-sized bottles of Tide.
So they just can't. Nobody samples.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like if music is, you know, if you're going to give away music, I would give away samples of it, not the whole thing, because at the end of the day, this is still a business, and it has to be run like a business. And if you give away the product, why do people need to go buy it? Because you've already given it to them. They're not going to go buy something they already have. You know, so, and then as a producer, you know, when songs are leaked without permission, you know, there's no benefit in the work aside from, you know, people saying, oh, I like your songs. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
now, in the media, I mean, in, around, you know, it's clear that that you filed this lawsuit. I'm not saying you did. I don't know. I want to hear from you. Did you file this lawsuit because of you heard the money that it generated, or you want your money and you think that you're entitled to, you deserve it because of the hard work that you put in your success record, or it's just about the money, or is it, you know, what is this?
I don't believe in having to sue people, man. Like, I believe that if a person works, they should get paid for it. The people who do work for me, I pay them. Like, as simple as that. When you go to work because you know you're going to leave with your wages, what you've earned. So, you know, this has nothing to do with me having heard it made so much money. It was one of the biggest albums of the 2000s. Like, that's on record. And I had 6 songs on that album. So this is not a made-up thing, or like, you know, I know of people who file lawsuits off hearsay, which is stupid to me. But, you know, this is a totally different situation. Like, this is work, like, that I did. Like, I was in that room for 18 hours a day. You know what I mean?
I can imagine. Now, explain to me how does this work, and how does this work with now? How were you guys paid? Now, I'm pretty sure Wayne and the entire Cash Money, Young Money crew were paid. Why weren't you paid? I mean, how was it? When the record sells? I mean, in small details, you don't have to just give us a business, you know, on the music industry. But why? How were you skipped over? Are they the ones who have to pay you, or you're paid through labels, or how does it work?
This is what I'll say. You know, I can't discuss the inner workings of Cash Money's label, you know, because that's not my place. But if you have a deal with a major distribution company, and your deal is set up to where you're responsible for paying producer royalties, you're responsible for paying, you know, songwriting royalties and stuff like that, it's your responsibility to pay people. And oftentimes, you know, like, especially with a lot of hip-hop labels, you know, they just don't handle the accounting properly. I mean, it's in history that, you know, so many of the rap-related labels, you know, haven't handled that part well, and that's what ends up, you know, causing them to have to go out of business because the accounting part and the paying of for people's services was not taken care of properly, you know. So, you know, should you have that opportunity, I would advise you, just as a smart business move, pay the people that get you your good product.
Right. When was the last time that you've spoken to Wayne or anyone from Cash Money? Have you spoken to them recently, or since this has been filed? When was the last time you spoke with any of them?
No, I haven't spoken to Wayne in about since before he went away. So it's been a little while.
Have you spoken to anyone else from Cash Money? Anyone else?
Nope. No.
So, I mean, basically, what is the ultimate goal with this lawsuit? Where are you looking forward to? I mean, this lawsuit to come out to be, where you just, you getting your money and let bygones be bygones, you go your way, Young Money goes their way. What is the ultimate goal for this?
You know, the ultimate goal is to close this thing out in an amicable, timely fashion. You know, I'm not the type of guy who, you know, just wants to go after somebody for something that's not mine. Like, you know, I'm try to steal from people and that kind of thing. So, you know, I want what I deserve and, you know, and what's mine. And, you know, and call it a wrap. You know, business is business. They can choose to run their business however they like, which, you know, as long as it doesn't affect me and my family, mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Right.
So the end result, you know, I'd like it to be amicable and just done.
Right. I mean, after this is over and done with, I mean, will you ever work with them again? Will you work with anyone from that Cash Money? Will you work with Wayne again? Will you ever work with them again?
You know what? I'm just, given the difficulty of, given the difficulty of the situation, like, it would have to be some very different circumstances for me to consider that.
Okay. Overall, what advice would you give to producers that are in this same situation, which have not been paid and afraid to go after the artist or the label? But what advice would you give to them?
Get a better lawyer.
Okay. Okay. I got you. That's good. Good answer. Good answer. For everything that I asked, is there anything else that you want to put out there, man? That you want to add on?
Yep, I'm currently working on my album and developing a few acts. One of the artists that I'm developing, who will be featured on my album, which is entitled Blue Magic. His name is Junior Montana.
Okay.
Another act is a 14-year-old singer named Shalyric Self, S-H-A-L-Y-R-I-C, Shalyric Self, S-E-L-F. I have a rap duo, two 10-year-old girls called Tutu Cute. So Tutu Cute is going to be featured on my album, and that's one of the acts that I'm developing myself as an artist and producer.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also got a country act that I'm working with. He's not going to be on this album, but we are doing this project. His name is Charlie Rivers. C-H-A-R-L-E-Y-R-I-B-E-R-S, Charlie Rivers.
Well, you know you got to come back.
Hmm.
Go ahead, you can finish, go ahead.
Oh, and one more project called Rich Black Trash.
Now, is that an album or is that also another project?
That's a group. That's a group.
Okay. I gotta look these people up. You know, you gotta come back by the show to talk about this album because we would love to hear about it, man. We would love to definitely hear about it and for some of your artists.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I wish you the best with this lawsuit, man. And I feel bad that you didn't receive any type of royalties from your craft, man. I really wish you the best with that, man. Good luck with this album, man, and please come back by the show to talk about this album. I'd love to have you back on. Is there any shout-outs or anything that you want to get out there, man?
You know, I'd like to shout-out to Junior Montana. He's a hard worker, man, and a very talented rapper. Everybody at Drum Major Music, my label, you know, my Drum Major Music family. Shout out to Tyvee for working so hard and helping out Big Chuck for being so diligent on the case, and just everybody who, you know, is a part of making Team Diesel work.
All right. All right, D, man, I appreciate you so much, man. Thank you so much for taking time out to speak with us, man, over here, man. And
thank you.
And listen, don't forget, man, come back by the show, man, talk about this album. We definitely want to hear it, man. We definitely want to spend some tracks on it, man, all right?
Okay, great. Yeah, so can you do this? Can you contact the publicist so we can schedule it?
I'll definitely be in touch with Consola and them. I definitely will be in touch, man.
Okay, thank you, bro.
All right, man. Be blessed, man.
All right, peace. Tell me you too.
You know, sometimes you have to put yourself first. I'm doing me.
Brown, I love you so much, JF. Stay strong. I'm out. Till next time. Peace.